I remember when there was a time I said I wanted to be married by 30, and that's probably the reason I accepted Raymond's proposal. She and her ex-husband had had a year-long relationship spanning more than 8,000 miles, and when they exchanged vows, she did not realize she had married a stranger. "We women do a lot of things we shouldn't do because we truly believe in love," Nydia said. "Speaking of single, I still can't believe that Tanya's going to marry St. John's cousin." Jasmine swallowed a spoonful of vatapá, an Afro-Brazilian fish stew. She agreed with her friend. During their first trip to New Orleans, their former co-worker, Hannah DuPont Lowell, took them to a jazz club where they saw Gage Toussaint playing trumpet with a local band. It was apparent that after Tanya Martin moved from New York to the Big Easy, that she had fallen under the spell of the drop-dead gorgeous musician, and now she planned to marry him. Jasmine and Nydia had bonded with Tanya and Hannah one day the year before, after half the staff at Wakefield Hamilton was suddenly downsized when the private investment bank merged with another company in New Jersey. They'd spent the morning and early afternoon at Hannah's apartment talking about their futures. A generous severance package allowed them to delay seeking immediate employment, which had given them the option to take the summer off. They'd promised Hannah, the bank's former corporate attorney, they would come to New Orleans to spend time in the city where she owned a historic plantation-style home in the stunning Garden District. Hannah's plan to convert the 18-room mansion and two guest houses into an inn with a cafe and supper club was now underway. She had convinced Tanya, a professional chef, to invest in her new venture, and was still inviting Jasmine and Nydia to join them. Jasmine had thought about taking Hannah up on her offer, but it meant leaving her parents and possibly selling her condo, two things she wasn't ready to do. And if she did become an innkeeper, then she would be responsible for overseeing employee benefits design, recruitment, training, and development. "Wasn't Tanya the one who claimed once is enough when it came to marriage?" Jasmine asked. Nydia's eyes held Jasmine's dark brown ones. "No, you are the one who has sworn off marriage. Do you blame me after my ex tried to screw me out of everything I'd worked for?" "No, I don't, but that still doesn't mean you should swear off men for the rest of your life." Jasmine ran a finger down the stem of her wine glass. "I haven't sworn off men. I just don't trust them." Nydia grunted under her breath. "I think if I had discovered that Danny had cheated on me, I would have broken it off with him sooner rather than later." "Please don't tell me you're still seeing him." "No. The last time I saw him was in November, and that was before I gave my landlady notice that I was giving up the apartment. But once I moved from the Bronx to East Harlem without telling him, I was finally able to get rid of the bum. And I took Tanya's advice and blocked his number. My former landlady called me last week and said he'd come by asking for me. I suppose he didn't believe her when she told him I'd moved and left no forwarding address. A couple of days ago, he had the audacity to visit my parents' place to inquire about my whereabouts. Unfortunately for him, he picked the wrong day and time, because my brother had stopped by before his shift, and he told Danny in no uncertain terms to stay the hell away from his sister." Jasmine knew Nydia's police officer brother was very protective of her. "Maybe Danny is still in love with you." Nydia rolled her eyes upward. "That's a load of shit. He never loved me. What he loved was the fact that I'd earned enough that he didn't have to get a full-time job. He used to brag to his boys that his girl was an accountant, and she made a lot of money working for a bank." "Why should he get a real job if his girlfriend can take care of him?" "Well, that was never going to happen, because the only male I intend to support is my son until he's emancipated, and we both know I don't have any children." Jasmine gave Nydia a long, penetrating stare. She understood exactly what her friend was talking about, because she trusted her ex-husband to oversee their decorating firm after she returned to college to earn a degree in human resource management. However, once she'd been hired by Wakefield Hamilton, she'd handed Raymond full control of the business to which she had given her blood and sweat, and occasionally a few tears, while she was content to remain a silent partner. A wry smile twisted her mouth. "What's the expression? You can't cry over spilt milk? I'm giving myself until the end of the year to plan what I want to do with the rest of my life. Working part-time for that social..."